What's that?
What would you like to say about this?
Well, I thought it was really arbitrary on the part of the, I guess, the county council or the council for the coastal commission to impose a rule that you had to have spoken before some local authority before you get to speak to them. And it was, they pulled that one out of thin air.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they said they were loosely interpreting that. It shows they don't respect their own member.
Yeah.
I attended a meeting in Davenport regarding this matter, and I felt that I had been participating.
Yeah, exactly.
And they didn't let you speak.
Well, they let me speak. Because
it was,
I guess you have to be just slightly liar to get in there.
Yeah. It's,
I don't think it's a lie, though.
I noticed the spirit of the meeting came up when we got to speak or
the talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like everything else is like, you know, like a routine. Business as usual. And maybe they're just not up for it. They're not up for something that has the heart of the people in it.
They might be up for a lawsuit.
Hope so.
To find their spirit suddenly.
I think we need to see the planning department.
The planning department.
There was another antenna co-location that happened in the Live Oak area. Well, it turns out they only sent out public notices to residents within 300 feet instead of 1,000 feet, as is required by our ordinance. They've now had to withdraw that approval and start it all over again. And, you know, if we're not watching, they just run roughshod over all of our very weak laws as they are. You know, it's like, it's just so out of control. The spirit of our elected and non-elected government representatives, they don't really care about the public anymore. It's all about profits, corporations, and the rest of us be damned.
Blind corporate decisions and intentional neglect. I don't know, intentional. What is it?
Well, it's like most of these meetings are like going to listen to Alan Greenspan. You know, they fall asleep over the technicalities. You know, when it comes to something important like this, things perk up a little bit, and but still these people just didn't seem like they have a heart for it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if this is the last meeting, the last straw to get through to people that are human.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would only help their human. Right. You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you ever seen the movie They Live, sometimes it makes you wonder. Ever seen the movie Do They Live? It's underneath the facade, it's like skull monsters.
Yeah, well, you got to look at things a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway.
A lot of information was published 30 years ago, they're overlooking.
Yeah.
That never comes up anymore.
Yeah. No. Right, Carl, I got to submit a business attention.
Thanks for your account. Hey, Josh. Does this mean some lawsuits?
Just quick, let me talk, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay. Filing a lawsuit is the obvious next step here, and you know we feel that the Coastal Commission has ignored substantial evidence on the record of environmental impact of violation of the Coastal Act, several sections, including damage to view sheds. They are not standing up for the law. They are standing up for the corporations, we think that the Coastal Commission should have taken their responsibility seriously and looked at the evidence on the record and looked at that this is a threat to the views, a threat to safety, and most worryingly, I think, you know, these habitats in Big Basin and Waddell Creek and Scott Creek are under a lot of pressure from pollution and climate change already, and then to add microwave radiation to the mix is absolutely betraying the responsibility the Commission has to protect the environment and the ecology. And, I think if people rally and you know, there is a strong likelihood of a lawsuit that has to be filed within 60 days.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This was a pretty flat tone review of everything, and they just...
No, they don't. They haven't looked at the evidence at all. We've, you know, we've submitted a dozen declarations, you know, and they just haven't considered that. So.
There you have it. From Josh Hart, the real guy that complained about what's going on out on the North Coast, the introduction of 6 new cell phone towers by Verizon, which he feels will just encourage other cell phone companies such as AT&T and all others to come. This is Coral Reef for 101.3 FM.